Supreme Personality of Godhead. For a devotee, everything in the world is very pleasing because he knows how to use everything in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Om Agyanti Nandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the last second verse of this chapter. And we see here that the demigods are complaining of not able to breathe and they are feeling suffocated. And if we see the lives of demigods, whenever they have problems, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Brahma. So we may wonder that why the situation has come when demigods have to take shelter again of Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way. It is not that they do not take shelter. They are always working for according to the instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is a special instance when they have gone to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. So this is Samvad going between Maitreya and Vidura. So we'll just take an overview of the chapter that how the situation has arrived when the demigods have to go to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Maitreya Muni explains to Vidura the descendants of Swayambhu Manu. So there are two sons of Swayambhu Manu, one is Priyat and one is Uttanapad. And Maitreya Muni wants to tell about Uttanapad first, even though he is smaller, he's a younger son, just because he wanted to narrate the glories of Dhruv Maharaj. So in this world, sometimes or always, seemingly very insignificant things causes very huge problem, or some very small things becomes impossible in our life, whereas impossible things becomes possible. There is always a contradiction. If you see in this past time, Dhruv Maharaj was just trying to get on his father's lap, and this is such a small thing. Even a poor person, if he is unable to feed his child, can afford this. He can take his child on his lap. And here, Dhruv Maharaj is the son of the king of the entire planet. He is just not the king of a state or just some place but he is the king of entire planet. And he has such opulence that just by his command, so many people can come to do anything and everything for them, for their pleasure. But the child Dhruva Maharaj, who is just of 5 years old, doesn't have that opportunity of sitting on the lap of his father. So one may wonder, and one may do so many things to protect oneself from the dangers which may come in our life. But we can never know that dangers can may come from inside, which is very unexpected. Because Uttanapad would never expect that such a danger would come in his own house, that just by not allowing his son to sit, a great calamity will occur in the future. So this material world is a place of uncertainty. We can never think of what can happen at what point of time. Suddenly, from unexpected things or unexpected time, something can emerge which may be very painful or harmful to us. So here, Dhruva Maharaj was just trying to get on his father's lap. And it was not that king was envious or he had duplication. He was one of the Rajarishi, one of the respected kings. And it is not that he was cruel or a very bad person. He used to take care of the entire praja of his entire, the people who were under the king's region. But he could not take care of a 5-year-old child and could not fulfill his wish. He could have conquered the whole kingdoms, but he could not grant a wish of his child to sit on his lap. Then, again, further, so Uttanapad had 2 queens, one is Suniti and one is Suruchi. Suniti means who follows Niti, and Suruchi means who wants the taste of life or has different flavors in his life. So Suruchi is, her envy and her pride is exhibited seeing this, that Uttanapad is very reluctant or is not very much in front of the Suniti, Suruchi, trying to take his son on his lap. And he tells, and she tells, that you do not deserve to sit on the lap of your father. And she tells that it is impossible desires. So if you think what is possible and what is impossible depends on the perspective of the person. Here, such a simple thing as sitting on the lap of his father, so Suruchi is saying that this is impossible. This is impossible. So everything in this world is relative. Everything in this world is relative. There are so many cases when 2 persons are talking and 1 person is telling to other person something according to which he is giving a good advice. But other person says, oh, he is doing insult to me. How can he tell such things to me? Because from first person perspective, he's thinking that I want to do something good to other. And in a fatherly tone or fatherly way, he gives some advice. But second person says, how can he be my father? Who has given his right to tell something to me? And he may take it otherwise. So this way, this world is full of duality. And it has so many different perspectives. And it is never black and white. And the number of people involved increases, the complexity of the problem increases. If there are only 2 persons, the problem will be less. But if person increases 3, 4, 5, so if the same message is transmitted, different people take it differently. And the outcome of the same message is different. Same way, she is telling that this is impossible desire. And now, to make it possible, what you have to do? Worship the Lord and Supreme Personality of God, Narayan, so that you can enter my womb. So now, she's so cruel. She's not saying that if you worship the Lord, you can get the throne of your father. But she's saying that if you worship the Lord, then you should die first and take birth in my womb, and then you may get chance of getting to sit on the lap of your father. So, this is a problem if we have pride. So, we may even think as devotees to that we will kill some person or do very harmful things to other person when there is an opportunity. So now, Dhruva Maharaj is just a 5-year-old child. And seeing this, that her mother, kind of mother, she is not allowing her to sit. And father is not saying anything to her. So he is indirectly taking side of her mother, stepmother. So now, sometimes we say that we should not speak, but silence can also speak volumes and volumes. In this case, the father just remained silent. He did not speak much. But the son could understand vast ocean of things. So many a times, our spiritual masters or our seniors may not tell us anything. Just by their conduct, by their behavior, we have to understand what they need to say. Like His Holiness Radha Maharaj may not speak us about doing our sadhana much often than other things. But by His conduct, we can understand that even at His age, even when He is ill, He will come to Mangal Arati, He will chant rounds with all the devotees. And by His example, He is trying to tell us that please, 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 do not ignore your morning sadhana. Do your sadhana very properly, so that you may survive your whole life in spiritual activities. So now, Dhruva Maharaj is angry. And naturally, he goes to her own mother. Because Suruchi is a stepmother, but she is her own mother who had given birth. So, he goes to her mother. And Suniti is also equally aggrieved. So sometimes, when some person comes to us and he shares that I am aggrieved, we may give him different suggestions and so many things. It may not work. Till the time, we share the same emotions what he is sharing. So here, if you see, Suniti is also equally aggrieved and he sees that Dhruva Maharaj is so much disturbed. So first of all, she sees for what thing was he aggrieved. He was not allowed to sit on the lap of his father. The first thing she does is take Dhruva on her lap. And then, the residents who were around, they tell that what has happened. So many a times, communication between two parties is difficult. And that time, other devotees may help or may tell the things what has happened. So there is never a time when we do not need devotees around us. Or they may help us in unexpected ways, which we may never know. Or we'll never come to know how this person devotee has helped us. So it's better to be in association of devotees as far as possible. And now, Suniti tells her conditions that she's a co-wife. And now, she gives instructions to Dhruva Maharaj. So these instructions what Suniti gives to Dhruva Maharaj are the most valuable for us also. So there is two types of preaching. There is a direct way and there is indirect way. Direct way is when a person comes to us and we tell that do this. And indirectly what happens is some other devotee tell that this is our problems. You discuss in the class, which happens most of the times. And indirectly we may tell in the class and the other person who are hearing the class may understand, oh, I should not act like this or I should not behave like this. So now Sunitui is giving some instructions to Dhruva Maharaj which are very beneficial to us. First of all, she says, do not wish ill fortune for others. So this is a very common thing. Whenever something wrong is perceived by us, it may be wrong or it may not be wrong, but if it is perceived as wrong by us, the first thing happens is we wish, may that person may die, may that person sadhana may go, may that person's wealth may go, may that person also suffer the same things which we are suffering, and the list goes on and on. So I have personally experienced whenever such thing happen, that some devotees tell me something and I am hurt, and I also wish ill fortune for him. I see him smiling. The devotee is smiling blissfully, he is dancing in the Guru Puja and doing all these practices very good. The person who is most affected is myself. I am not able to do my sadhana, I am not able to do my chanting, and I am not able to do my certain activities which are supposed to do, be very blissful in its nature. So that's why this instruction that do not wish ill fortune for others is very beneficial for us. Because the other persons may not even know that they have done something wrong to some us, and they may go on blissfully with their activities. And anyways, each and every person in his life has his quota of happiness and distress. So we should not worry that this person is not getting distress and I am getting so much distress, or he is not happy or I am happy. So this quota of happiness and distress is already destined with the person, and he may get according to his own will or whatever things come in his life. But we will not wish ill fortune for others, because it is we who will always be affected by it, not the other person. And second, there is nothing black and white in any instructions. Whatever instructions some person gives, there is something always beneficial for us and some things which is not beneficial for us. So then, Suniti tells that whatever Suniti has told is true. And we also know that not all things were true. So Suniti takes the essence of all things and tells Dhruv, execute the instruction given by Suruchi, but without envy in the heart. So what Suruchi had told, we all know that to do or to worship Narayan. But what was the purpose? To take birth in her womb so that he has the opportunity to sit on the lap of his father. So what Suniti took only was to worship the Supreme Personality of God, not the other part, to take again birth in the womb of Suruchi. So Suniti tells that execute the instruction and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only that, she also gives Pramana that why you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who has done in the past. So this is very beneficial for us, because when we hear some instructions, we not have faith on the instructions just by hearing. But when we have Pramana, then it's very easy for us to digest the things and to execute the things. Like if you see Prabhupada, whenever he will say some principle, He will also tell some shlokas from Bhagavatam and some other Puranas that here it is written this, 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 this. So it is not what I am telling. It is the parampara who is telling. It is the acharyas who are telling. It is the Lord who is telling this. And so, basis on their instructions or their words, you may follow. So here, Sunita tells, let's see, Brahma, your great grandfather, how did he acquire the qualification to create the universe? What did he do? He was also equally bewildered when he came here. So what did he do? He worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only that, what about your grandfather Manu? What did he do to achieve material happiness? He also worshipped Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what should you do? You are following the footsteps of great Mahajans. Because Brahma is also Mahajan. Manu is also Mahajan, following the footsteps of Brahma and other saints. So what you should do? Follow their footsteps and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and we ask, or Guru Maharaj may ask, that is not that some other person is capable of also doing what Supreme Personality of Godhead can do. Can I also take shelter of some other person? So, Suniti here is telling that no one is capable of extinguishing your distress except the lotus eye, Lord. So, again, if you see Suniti, if we give some part to a person to execute, then it is our duty to explain other parts also, whether they are helpful, not helpful. And it is left on the person, best on the person to decide which path he wants to take. So here, Suniti was also saying that you may worship the other demigods also, but they are not capable of fulfilling your desire. Only Supreme Personality of Godhead can do this. So, after hearing all the instructions from Mother, or when we hear from a superior, so this is the best thing to do, or best part of the journey, when we have to hear the instructions. But then the test comes of whether we have faith on the superiors or not, and whether whatever instructions or whatever good things we have received, are we able to follow that instructions or not? This is the test which each and every person has to give in his own life. And according to what he follows in her life, success will be dependent on it. So here, Dhruva Maharaj has heard all the instructions, and now Suniti is silent and she leaves all the things on Dhruva Maharaj, whether he wants to follow the instructions or not. She is not forcing Dhruva Maharaj, go now and do the things as required, what I have told. So now she has given the instructions and it is left on Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj is also a very obedient son and very good disciple. He immediately leaves home. He doesn't see a muhurat that when should I leave or when should I do. So it is told by Mahajans that whenever good instructions come, we should execute immediately without delay. Like there is a story, Dashrath Maharaj was sitting in his palace and he was just seeing in the mirror and he saw two white hairs. And he was thinking, Arre, now I'm getting old, what should I do? And he asked Vasishtha, and now I'm getting old and I'm thinking that I should coronate Ram as king. So what should I do? So Vasishtha told that, wonderful, you should coronate Ram right now. You should not see the Murat also. But Dasharatha Maharaj told, no, no, just give me one day. I have to prepare so many things for the ceremony to take place, because it's a ceremony which will be done after 60,000 years. Around Dasharatha Maharaj ruled around 60,000 years, and that after that this ceremony is taking place. So at least give me one day. Like we celebrate festivals, in a year we celebrate so many festivals, and we get so many opportunities of doing so many things like Abhishek and so many things, but he didn't have so much opportunity. So he was saying that just give me one day, because this opportunity will not come again in my life, and this is only once we are doing after so many years. So Vasishtha said, no, don't delay, do it right now. But Vasishtha said, no. And we all know what was the result. Dasharatha had to give his life, Ram had to go vanvas, and all, there was chaos. So whenever good instructions are given, they are to be followed without delay. Like if somebody tells us, chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It has to be done without delay. Why? All the ignorance goes, and we are again back on track. So, Dhruva Maharaj leaves home. And now, whenever some good things are happening, or someone is very determined, we have seen, and we will always see, that great souls and great powers from the universe, from all over the universe, will come to the help of that person. If you see big empires, not only from spiritual perspective, but from even material perspective, if we see so many people, they will tell us their stories, that I started along the way and I was alone. Suddenly so many people came and helped me, and so my journey has come to here. I had nothing in my life and now I am a billionaire. And it is not I who have done alone. So same way, whenever we do great things, or we just try to do great things, help will come from so many directions. We have our own example of G.V. Maharaj had a vision. Some devotees initially tried to execute, and suddenly so many people from so many places all over the universe are helping us to create this dream come true, and wonderful things are happening. So now, Dhruva Maharaj leaves home, and our Acharya, or our spiritual master, what we say, Narad Muni, is always ready, who is always on a hunt to find out the best candidates who can do practice devotional service. And if we see Narad, he always invents a new way of executing devotional service according to the candidate's understanding, his personal characters and all the things. So Narad Muni is astonished that a child of 5 years is so determined to execute devotional service. No. Austerities. For what purpose? For gaining a kingdom greater than his grandfather. So now, some instructions are even given to us by Narad Muni. So this is also very useful for us in our personal life. Because the type of austerities which Dhruva Maharaj did may be impossible for us. And the time limit in which Dhruva Maharaj got the darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get every day actually, but it's impossible for us to realize that we are getting the darshan of Lord every day. And for us to continue to do devotional service day in and day out may be very difficult. For us, so Dhruva Maharaj, so Narad Muni is giving instructions to Dhruva Maharaj. So first of all, instruction which is most beneficial for us, which Narad Muni gives, is not to to do 64 rounds or do 124 rounds and so many things, or not to always chant, to dance and all. The first thing which is required, even to chant good rounds, is to not be affected by honor or dishonor. Because this is a world of duality. Even in chanting, we think, oh, that devotee said this to me last day. That devotee is sleeping beside me. And that devotee is not listening to me. So while we are chanting, we are thinking of so many other things. So first thing is, do not be affected by honor or dishonor. Because honor and dishonor will come every day, every moment, whether we aspire for it or not, whether we desire for it or not, and whether we are ready for it or not. Suddenly we are walking from here to there, just like this Janmashtami. I was blissfully walking with my plate. Oh no, not Janmashtami. After Janmashtami, Prabhupada appearance day. So with my plate I was walking. And I was walking with my plate with all the sweets and all, full plate. And I was walking, suddenly one devotee came. And I was just going and said, who is in charge here? You don't know how to make this prasadam. It's so spicy. And I was thinking, why me? I didn't make the prasad. I didn't even taste the prasad. I'm just carrying the plate. And he was saying, oh, my children cannot eat. So how is this? So he's telling that, I don't know who is in charge, but you tell the in charge. I'm telling to you all the things. So finish. So I was thinking that I am in the middle. You never tell in charge. So honor and dishonor, unexpected any point of time income. You may not be involved in the service. You may not know what is the service. Or you may not know what you are doing or anything. So just many a times, just this cloth, the cloth we are wearing, attracts honor or dishonor. Like once we are going in train, and one person, what is happening in this world? This, and what are you doing about this problem and this problem and this problem? And I am just chanting my rounds and just doing what I can do. No, you should do something. You should do something. You are the representative, you should do something. What I will do? Go and sleep, that's all. After, when I get up, I forget my own problems. That is the easiest way to do. So, don't be affected by honor and dishonor. Most spoken about, most discussed, most difficult to implement. And most thing which affects the chanting. Then, another question comes in our life after honor and dishonor. Why this has happened with me? Why this thing happens with me? Why that person, out of all people, around 8,000-10,000 people came? Why did he caught me only? There were other devotees also. He could have told that person. Why he caught me only? So Narad Muni says, this satisfaction is due to our own karma. Our own karma. So this is another thing which is very difficult to digest. There is no connection between me and this person. Maybe I have done wrong to that person, to that person, to that person, to that person. But with this person, I behaved so nicely. And not only I behaved nicely, I have given so much affection, so much love and so many things. And he is the person who is criticizing me and blaming me for things which I have not done. So Jiva Goswami says that in this world there are no bad person. In this world nobody is bad. So we may say, why bad things happen to good people? Why bad things happen to such good people? So he says, it is because of your own karma. Your karma are so bad that person is not chastising so many other people, he is chastising you only. So you have attracted that karma to you, not other persons, because it was your karma which you have done, in which life, God knows. But just accept that it was because of your own karma. Because if you accept, then the karma will be dissolved. But if you don't accept that it's because of your karma, and the person is chastising, and you chastise, and then there will be action, reaction, action, reaction, and then the karma will never be dissolved. It will be a chain reaction. So best thing is, act, ask for forgiveness from the other person, and just go on chanting the holy name and do your service. So in this regard, one of the senior devotees, Shaman Prabhu, recently told me one incident. That once there was some problem in Mayapur, and so many persons were complaining against one person, that this person always creates problem. Whenever we have big pandals, and this person doesn't give us permission only. And he asked me so many documents, fill this, fill that, this, and he has so much problems. And they were thinking that after complaining to Jaipataka Maharaj, maybe Jaipataka Maharaj will go with so many people, do some mocha or some bribing, or do whatever things is required to remove that person or harm that person. But what Jaipataka Maharaj did is, in front of all the disciples, he caught hold of the legs of the person whom this all other people were considering as a hurdle in their service. And Jaipataka Maharaj took hold of that person, the person who was creating problem, and asked him that, please let me know what wrong I have done in my life, so that I may rectify it, and please forgive us for all the wrong we have done. And all the disciples were astonished that instead of chastising the other person, he's asking forgiveness. What is this? Generally we retaliate. We say that other person is wrong. But Jaipataka Maharaj is asking forgiveness, and he is like a sannyasi, and he's holding the feet of other person who is not a devotee also. What is this? But within some few moments, they could understand that he resolved all the problems. The other person was saying, "Are, please leave my feet, please leave. All the people are seeing me. You are a sannyasi and holding my feet. What other people will feel? Please leave me. I will give permission right now. Take and just go. But just leave me." So many devotees were trying to get permission, and they were trying so many things, and they were unsuccessful. But within some few moments, he did the thing. So senior devotees, Shaman Prabhu was saying that Vinay is a great weapon which we can use all the times. It may produce very good results. Maybe not all the times, but most of the times. So dissatisfaction is due to a karma. So what should an intelligent person do if dissatisfaction is due to karma and should not be affected by honor and dishonor? So an intelligent person should be always be satisfied, should always be satisfied in any condition. In any condition. And secondly, it's not very easy to satisfy the Lord. Is it easy? Only a neophyte person can think that spiritual life is very easy. And tomorrow I will please the Lord. Like I knew from my own thing, when I was new, I was thinking, what is senior devotees? I see them, sometimes they are sleeping in the japa. I don't feel sleepy. It's so easy to chant the rounds. And it's very easy to do so many activities. But as time goes, I think that the most easiest thing are most difficult. Even to chant properly attentive rounds is most difficult. And now I also sleep most of the times. And I see some junior devotees seeing at me. I think, oh, don't worry, time will reveal. Nothing is to be told. So be satisfied, because it's very difficult. And many yogis have failed. many yogis have failed. So this also I am realizing day by day. Everything that devotional is easy, but when I meet so many devotees, so many people, hearing the difficulties they are going through and seeing the challenges which are there, they understand that devotional service is very rare, very, very rare. And even to get devotional service is so rare that devotees practicing 25, 30, 40 years may not be convinced that we can become pure devotees in this lifetime. Or we may even practice pure principles and get the results. So, I will like to end my pastime here with all these principles. And further, another speaker may be able to tell the whole story in short. So today is also Sita Thakurani's appearance day. So Srimati Sita Thakurani is Sri Advaita Acharya's consort, and she is the daughter of Sri Narasingha Bhaduri. So Sita Thakurani has Vatsalya love for Lord Gauranga. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya had sent Sita Thakurani to go and see the Lord, to give the gifts, and to even teach or to instruct Jagannath Mishraji and on Sachi Devi, on how she should or he should take care of Lord. So she was the one who gave the name Nimai to Lord Chaitanya. And we may pray today to Srimati Sita Thakurani that she may bless us with pure devotional service, and that we may continue our whole life practicing devotional service, and we may inspire, if not crores, at least lakhs of people to come to devotional service. And because of that devotional service, we may go back to Godhead. So with this, I would like to end my class. If there are some suggestions, some comments, or some questions which most of the audience are Vidyapeeth devotees may not have, so we may ask, or we may end the class with just two or things which we have today understood or just gone through. That whatever life throws to us, just take good from that and worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then third is, do not be affected by honor or dishonor, and whatever comes to our life is due to our karma. So always be satisfied and practice devotional service. So these are some of the principles which we have discussed in our class. And second, whenever we do some good things, always there are other devotees who are ready to help us. So with this, I end my class. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, all the devotees who are reading the class ki, because if you are not there, to whom should I give class? Hare Krishna.